I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The murder trial continues for a Levittown man accused of decapitating his father and holding his head up in an online video in an attempt to overthrow the federal government. Prosecutors today highlighted some of the thousands of jailhouse letters the man sent and received while awaiting trial, as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
33-year-old Justin Moan doesn't deny killing his 68-year-old father, Michael Moan, in January last year. As he held his father's severed head up in a YouTube video shortly after the murder, he accused his father of treason because he was a federal employee with the Army Corps of Engineers. Moan was taken into custody on a Pennsylvania National Guard base in Fort Indiantown Gap and is on trial for several charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. While in county jail, Moan's mail's been monitored. Prosecutors showed some of the nearly 2,000 letters he sent or received. Moan wrote an apology to the general in charge of the National Guard base for sneaking on with the gun, saying he'd hoped to give a speech to gain support for overthrowing the government before he was swarmed by military police. In other letters, Moan writes about holding his father's head up Taliban style and says he believes many will see him as a hero for killing and beheading a federal traitor parasite. Moan's lawyers have pointed out he had no followers, was ill-prepared for war, armed only with a handgun, animal crackers, and beef jerky. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.